Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, power 904, power 904, power 904. Turn it up low. He knows River is in.
Unit 10.
Power at my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, gala act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, gala move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Fan a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Sharp like razor gang, the pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Grab the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, he's a 10. You a fool, 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
What's up, what's up, what's up? I'm Mello Cool as Fuck, and you are in the den with Nala on Power 904.
What's up, you guys? This your girl, Nala, and we are right here in the den on Power 904. And I'm sitting here with an artist by the name as Mello Cool as Fuck. Mello Cool as Fuck. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me about this name, too, in the midst of all this. Tell me how you got to doing what you're doing today.
All right, so my name actually came from one of my friends. We were sitting in the living room one day, you know, we were just vibing. I'm going to say that word, vibing. And she was just like, Mello, you cool as fuck. And I'm like, what? Yeah, like, you cool as fuck. So I got on Instagram and I changed my name on Instagram to Mello Cool as Fuck. And I was like, okay. I like the way that sound, like it just kind of sound like a statement, but it's my name. It's just like,
right.
I'm Mello and I'm cool as fuck. Like, or like, wow. People, when people say it, they like, oh yeah, Mello cool as fuck.
Cool as fuck. Like, it just automatically go. That's how I came up with In the Den with Nala. It's like Nala, you know, and you chilling in the den. I do my podcast most of the time. I'm in the den. So I'm just like, hey, we in the den.
And
with
then
Nala
from The Lion King.
Yes. And I'm a Leo, so we went perfect.
Oh, Lord. Interview over. Interview. Nah, just
shut it down.
But I've been doing music professionally now for about 6 years. Recently, I'm signed to the Gwala Runners Music Group. It is a label that's an extension of Empire. I'm also managed by Tap Legend Entertainment. That is, she's here in Atlanta, but she's from Miami, Florida. So, you know the vibes.
Okay.
I have quite a few singles out right now that I kind of been putting some work into. One of them is called Nasty Ho. I have a single called Celebrate, a single called Smoke that I just released a few months ago. And I'm actually in the works of putting out my first single off of Empire. I've been with the label for a while now, but I just kind of been focusing on some other things, but also too, like, getting all the logistics of everything done. Everybody be so quick to want to do stuff, but everything not in order. And then you got to going back. So I've been putting everything in motion. So this will be my first single. It's called Miss No Sleep. It'll be dropping. I can't put a date on it yet. But it'll be dropping very soon, and it'll be my first single that'll be dropping on Empire. So,
and you said it's called Miss No Sleep?
Miss No Sleep. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, so tell me about that song. Like, what is it about? What are we talking about?
So, it's more so like okay, so everybody that know me know, like, I'm a Scorpio. Let's just say that.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah.
You already know what comes with a Scorpio. We all over the place emotionally, but, you know, like, it's like one of them songs, like, I was just mad, and I just went in there, and I just, you know, like, just laid it out. But it's like, I'm a barsy rapper. Everybody know me. They know that I have bars. Like, I come with punchlines and all that stuff.
I kind of took
some time away from my barsy thing to try to create some more commercial music. So that's how I kind of got with Celebrate. It has like a pop hip hop thing. And then I put one of my friends, I think you interviewed her before, Freshie. I put Freshie on the hook. So it kind of gave it a little different vibe for me. But Miss No Sleep is letting you know, like, I still got the grit. Like, I'm still coming hard. Like, I didn't miss no sleep at all. Just because you haven't heard me in a minute don't mean that it's nothing
going
on.
You're not working.
Like,
yeah.
So,
okay, that's my theme song on the playlist. I have to add you on my Spotify playlist. That's motivation. Okay, so my first real question for you today is, with everything that you're doing, how do you incorporate sustainability or environmental consciousness into your work?
I don't know if I do. I can't even tell you if I do or if I don't. I don't know. I'm just kind of like I can't explain that one. You got me with that one. You got me with that one. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I can't. You got me.
You can't answer that one.
No, you got me. That was a good question, though. I'm going to be thinking about that later on.
Yeah, you're going to come back with it. It's going to be in your music, and I'm going to be like, look, she answered the question, and they need to know
it. Thanks. Oh, I'm going to answer the question and tag you on Instagram. How about that?
How about that? Yeah. Okay, so can you share any experiences where you had to overcome a significant obstacle in your life?
Sure. So, a few years ago, I kind of dealt with a little bit of, like, right around COVID time. I was laid off of my job, and I kind of lost a lot of things. I lost my car, my place to stay, and I kind of had to move around and jump around because I was a little embarrassed to kind of go back to my parents and say, you know, I need help. And then eventually I told them, like, hey, I need help. And then from there, they kind of just, you know, partnered up and just kind of helped me get over the obstacle. But it was more so of a thing, like, when COVID hit, everything kind of just shut down. So it was just kind of like a means to no end. You know, you didn't know what to do, what you couldn't do. And then everybody like, okay, we got these ideas, or we going to start our own business. But 1,000 other people starting the same business that you started. So it's kind of like, you just was like all over the place. So I would say COVID, the pandemic was a pretty nasty obstacle for me, you know, with me losing a lot of things. But, you know, by the grace of God, I have definitely gained back more than what I lost, you know, and I'm blessed. So
that's a good testimony. That's an amazing thing. So with you saying all of that, especially with dealing with that around COVID time, we here at Power 904, we support mental health a lot. You know, they only support it once a month. I have to express that. That's not helping us. You know, it's like you only telling us we can talk about our issues to somebody once a month. No, this is an everyday process. How did you deal with your mental health going through that process and getting to where you're at today?
So I will say this, like, I'm a pretty strong person, like, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So it didn't take me down, like, most people like kind of like just sunk into a depression. I wasn't more so depressed. It just kind of put me in like a overload. Like I just felt like I had to grind, don't stop. So right. I kind of became like a workaholic in that sense. And then it's like, and then not necessarily a workaholic, but just having to switch yourself to a survival mode when you have not ever had to live that way. Like, I've never had to live off of survival. I've always right. had everything that I've needed. And at that moment, I was kind of scrambling. But I don't think it took me to a place where I just, like, you know, where I sunk so deep into depression. So I don't like to use words like depressed or stressed sometimes, because I think that that too will speak into whatever your situation is, because the tongue is a powerful thing. But I will say, like, with mental health, I just try to take a step back sometimes. Sometimes you just have to take a break, shut everything off, cut everybody off, and just dig into what it is that you have to do to get where you need to go. So
that's awesome.
But mental health is definitely something that, you know, my brother has special needs. I also have a lot of friends that have dealt with depression, and bipolar is one of those things that we laugh at all the time, but that's really a real thing.
Yes, it is.
I have friends that, you know, friends and family members that have dealt with those things. And I just kind of try to educate myself on them, because I can't speak from personal experience on a lot of those things.
Right.
Because I don't allow myself to get
caught up. Yeah, that's kind of like, I'm very optimistic. I try to stay, you know, as positive as I can, because I believe the longer you think on something, the more you start to believe it. And if you sit and you ponder and your mind constantly, it's going to take you to a place, or, you know, take you to things that you don't want to see. So, exactly. Yeah, I try to stay out of that box too. So I get it.
And it's not an easy thing.
It's not. Because you have so many people around you that deal with it or whatever. So it's just like, nah, I can't even think myself to listen to some of this, you know.
But sometimes I try to understand that, like, you know, like sometimes people would dump on you. Like, they'll just come and they'll just always tell you bad things. Sometimes I find myself redirecting them, like, hey, well, what good happened today? Like, let's talk about, you know, and sometimes that can help people too. But when a person do come to you all the time with a lot of sad stuff, sometimes it'll alter your mood, or it'll like aggravate you, because you're like, damn, you don't got nothing good to talk about. Like, yes. You woke up today.
And
like,
I just went through that like last week with a couple of my friends, and I'm just like, listen, it's like every time they call, it's just like I get antsy in my spirit. Like, it's just like, you know, it's a feeling. I'm like, why am I feeling like this towards my friend? Like, this supposed to be my friend. But I'm like, nah, I can't deal with it. It's like, it's always something, you know. You're always into it with somebody. Or you're always something. And it's like, so everybody else is the problem. You're just, you know, why don't we try removing ourselves from some of this stuff? And it might be a good outlook, but okay.
Right. Yeah. We might need to find some good somewhere. It's a blessing in everything.
Like, it is.
You know, even in death, like, sometimes people, like, I tell people all the time, if you know God and you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that when you leave here, that you're going to be in a better place. And I said, sometimes you deal with things differently, but you can always tell when a person don't have no type of belief or nothing, because they go crazy.
Right.
It's like the end of the world for them.
Situation. And I had a friend that dealt with that as well. Like, their person was on, what you call it, in ICU for the longest. And they're just holding on. And I'm like, why don't y'all just let them go? Like, y'all hurting y'allself versus hurting the person. Like, first of all, they already brain dead, you know, not to say it in a bad way. And then secondly, you know, it's been too much. What we waiting on, you know? And right. y'all steady, you killing yourself mentally, because you got to go to the hospital every day. You got to do this every day. You're crying and praying, and, you know, why don't we just let it go?
Well, I wouldn't be that harsh with it, but I would just always say, like, just pray and let God have the final say so. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And sometimes, like, and what my best friend passed away about a year and a half ago, and that was one of those situations where his family had to make a decision to take him off of life support. And I guess for us, it was hard because it just happened all of a sudden. Like, right. We were not prepared for it. But I think, like, when it's been, like, a long time coming, like,
yeah,
long time coming, sometimes we have to remove ourselves from that in a selfish sense, you know, and really think about, like, man, this
and
person
that's what I
is
say.
Struggling.
It's selfish. It's like, yeah, you want to hold on to them, but God is saying, I'm giving you peace. Like, let it go. Like, let He's okay with me, you know, you holding on to them and they sticking them every day and they putting all these bags on them and they can't even go to the bathroom. And it's like, okay, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, I went through it with my dad, so, but, you know, I was, like I said, I have a different mentality. It was just like, let them go. Like, I don't want to be, I got to move on.
Because I'm
going
to see you again.
Yeah,
see
and
again.
I got to move on with my life. Like, got to go. You know, I got to go back to school. Got chilling practice. I'm ready to go. But yeah, not in a harsh way, but that's just like, okay, I felt like I was wasting a lot of things by doing that constantly every single day.
But yeah, so like everybody have different like mentalities when it comes to life and death. So, you know,
yes,
you have to do what works for you, you know?
Yes. So. how do you stay organized and focused in a busy work environment?
Ooh, child. I like to say I'm like, so I feel like it's two types of organizers in the world. It's like a treasure box organizer, and then it's like a real organizer. So like, okay. I'm like a treasure box organizer, and I'm gonna explain it to you. It's like, I throw everything in one pile. Now I can go to that pile and find it, but you can't, if that makes sense. Now you got a real organizer who got it all lined up. And if they tell you, hey, go look in the blue folder, you know it's in the blue folder. You can go and find it in the blue folder versus me, go look in that box over there. I know it's in that box. So
right.
That's the kind of organizer I have always been. But now I'm starting to, like, when it comes to, like, my music and stuff like that, I have to be a lot more organized than what I am, because sometimes I double book myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be up from 6 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, then I got to get back up and go to work the next day. So, like, thank God for my manager, because my manager definitely made sure she keep me organized. So, Ray, I appreciate you for all 10 of the calendars that I have. One going off on this phone, one going off on this phone. But that's what keeps me organized. So, right now, what's keeping me going and keeping me focused is my calendar and my manager. Because it is a lot to manage with my personal life and my music career, you know, well, my entertainment life, because I don't just do music. You know, I host parties, I throw showcases and stuff like that too. So, yeah, awesome. My manager definitely helps me out a lot.
That's cool. Awesome. I have to get you to Duval with it.
please bring me to Duval. I've been everywhere except for Duval. I went to Tallahassee. I went to Daytona Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Orlando. I actually was on FM radio in Orlando, Next Level Radio.
Congrats.
With Don Apollo.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been there. I performed there. I performed at G5 in Tampa. And then I went to Miami. Have you ever heard of Real Spit TV in Miami?
Yes.
So I was on there too. So I've been everywhere except Duval.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, we got to get you here. And get you to host the party so we can turn it up a little bit. ATL.
That's right.
So how do you leverage the technology with what you do to enhance your music?
Child, I have a hard time with that.
You do?
I do. I do, but I'm pretty tech savvy. It's just like, when you get intimidated sometimes by these younger people, because they can, like, get on here and they just quit. And I be like, okay, you got to show me how to do that step by step. But I'm doing pretty good with keeping up with it. I'm proud of myself. Like, last year, I learned how to make a reel. So I've been making reels.
Look, you growing up. That's what I'm saying.
I'm growing up. But I am... I just think, like, technology is just an evolving thing anyway. So you got to stay up with it. Like, you got to take time out your schedule to do it. Like, I'm kind of old school, but not old school. I'm, like, in the middle. I'm in my 30s, so I grew up in a different era. I grew up in an era where we had to really get out and talk to people, where we had to get out and get to know people and mingle. But with social media, it's just like, I don't know half of these people on my timeline. I don't know a third of these people that like my pictures. Like, you don't know, but it's different. But I mean, for me, it's starting to work now for me because I'm learning how to do different things. And then I also have friends that are into this type of stuff, so I can call them if I have a question. Or I can Google it.
Okay. Yeah, Google or Siri, you know, if you like. You
Siri
know,
too.
Siri, yeah, that's our best
Siri friend. Be having an attitude with me sometimes. She's like, I do not understand. I'm like, you know what? Don't worry about it, Siri.
I don't know. Yep.
Put the phone down. I think I turned Siri off because she was getting on
the other day. Siri, what is the weather like? And she was like, I cannot tell you right now. I'll get back with you. I'm like, how she don't know what the weather is?
And what you mean you on break?
Yeah, like when so she asked her again, she was like, I just said I cannot tell you at the moment or whatever. I'll come back. And I'm just like, okay, Siri tripping today.
She got an attitude.
Got a whole attitude. Okay, so can you share some strategies for effective decision making in your intense situations? How do you come about to make an effective decision when you're working under pressure?
Well, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm like, I feel like I know it all anyway. You know that.
Yes.
So I feel like every way I have is effective, no matter which way it goes, but not for real. I'm really like a procrastinator, and I know a lot of people will not admit to it. I'm like one of them last minute people. So like, I'm always in a crunch. Like, it's always like, okay, I got to make a good decision because I waited till like
the very last minute. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, some juice or something. Like, I get rejuvenated when I'm working under pressure. Like, I get excited, or it's like, oh my God, we're gonna go do this, you know. But I'm also thinking really fast, like learning to stay on my feet. I guess that keeps me as a quick thinker, because if something go down, I already got plan B. Like, listen,
right, that's how I am too. But sometimes, like, I mean, just to make an effective decision, those decisions are just pretty much like accepting whatever come after it. Like, knowing that, okay, whatever I do, I know something is going to happen after. I got to accept whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's how I kind of deal with, like, stuff like that.
And then I have to ask myself, am I able to accept? Right. If it don't come out right, am I going to be able to accept the failure that comes if it don't succeed?
The, like, criticism. Yeah. People fussing at you. I credit that back to when I was in the sixth grade. And, My assignment, I had got this project probably like 2 months prior to. And the lady was like, my teacher was like, we had to do invent our own thing. Everybody had made their own invention. Mm-hmm. I waited till the night before to do this project, okay? I went in the kitchen. I got some orange juice. I don't know if you know about Tampico, Okay, I got some Tampico. I don't know what made me. I put some baking soda in.
What was you for? Was that the volcano?
No. I made a drink called TQ. This just came up. TQ still for thirst quencher. And I took it to school. I had wrote a whole essay about it and everything the night before. Took it to school. I got cups and I gave everybody in the class this doggone punch I had made. And guess what? I got an A on it. Look, I had the best project out of everybody. I was like, and I was sitting there laughing the whole time. I was like, either this lady slow or I'm just a genius. Like, it gotta be one of the two. It was the craziest thing.
Little Albert Einstein came up with something in 24 hours.
But
it was
one of those things where I had, you know what? I know I waited to the last minute. I'm gonna have to accept whatever grade I get. I was so surprised when she gave me 100. I said, okay.
I think for the 97, you got a whole 100.
A whole 100. It was people who really worked on this project for months.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, they had like wheels and axles and stuff. And
you
I was
had
like,
people that started came, 2 months ago. Where you?
I came here with the punch. Stole the show.
I thought I was the shit all the way. Like, you can't tell me that.
For real.
That is so cool. Okay, so what's your approach to fostering a culture of innovation?
First, making sure that it's something that's authentic to you. Being innovative is not always coming up with something first. It's about how much thought and how much, you know, uniqueness and how much of you can put into to an idea. That's how I feel about innovativeness. Like, people talk about technology. Well, you did not create an iPad. You did not create a computer. But you right. get on here and you let these things work for you, and you create innovative ideas based off of this. Just like the man that came up with Facebook. It was MySpace first, I believe.
Yeah.
And then you had somebody else to come up with Facebook. So that was not super innovative. He just used other innovative ideas to expand upon something that he already had. So I just feel like uniqueness, character, authenticity, those things are things that you should put into, you know, being innovative.
And I agree with that. I hear a lot of people be like, well, don't copy them. Don't copy what they're doing. I'm like,
Impossible. You're
really copying if you're trying to find out how to become you in the midst of the situation. Like, I'm going to take their thing, but I'm going to make it Nala. I'm going to make it, you know, you're going to make it mellow. You're going to make it,
right.
Is going to stand out where it's going to be a difference. Like, you know, so yeah, I get that. I'm with that one. All the way. Okay, so I have a wild card moment.
Okay.
So my wild card, you know how to play Uno. I'm pulling a wild card. You got four colors.
Green, okay. That's my favorite.
You got four colors. So my wild card for you is, at the beginning, you was real big on, you know, your music, your bars, you know, and how the creativity is unique in what you do with writing. I want you to do a 16 bar out of your new song, though, because we ain't heard it yet. So we get the exclusives right here in the den.
Okay.
So give us a verse out of that with no beat.
No beat. All right. I'm just getting over a cold, too, so, you know. If I get to breathing a little hard in the midst of it, you know, just know that on the beat, it's going to ride a little bit better. No, I'm just joking. All right, let me, I got to think of, because I have all this music in my mind. Okay, let me go to this song. All right. Alright, fuck all that creeping, I'm dressed like the Reaper, on God, I'm spazzing, won't smoke, it's a go. He hoes be hating, but I got that pressure, it's more than one gold in Atlanta for sure. I roll with hitters, gorillas, and gangsters on Guala, we smashing, we tap your shit. Don't rep no colors, but don't get it twisted, cause Melo go down, little bitch, I don't miss. All in the guts, with no good intention, she flirting, we fucking, no kissing, no mention. All in my space, pressing the issue, hammer be kicking your soul like your FIFA. I go Adidas, balls galore, shout it for the bed, let me hit it on the floor. And fuck your friend, you can show it to the door, and come eat me up like stolen little whore. Yeah, I ain't never been with that hang shit. All I know again, paper, bitch, took my L's in silent, ho. Now I'm bossed up and they quiet, oh. Shout it, young rich getting lit, yeah. Came from the dollar, now I'm popping lit. Chain on my neck, did real shit. Skirt, pop another pill, bitch. I had to come with that, what?
Yeah. Ain't with it, and I like that.
I had to think about it because
and wait to hear about the music.
I remember all my music. Like, it's crazy. You could play one of my songs, I know the whole thing. I don't forget
that. Time when you was performing on stage or performing in front of a crowd and you forgot the lyrics?
No, I'm a professional. You know what I do? Before I perform, even if I'm feeling like, before I perform, I always go. I step outside of the club or I go in the bathroom. And I listen to my song on my phone, and I rap it right then and there. So I give myself a refresher. Never. That has never happened to me. let me knock on some wood.
I was about to say, stay prepared now.
But nah, that don't happen to me. When I tell you, like, when I first, excuse me, I'm drinking this smoothie because I told you I've been sick. When I first started doing music, I had the guy that really trained me, and shout out to him, shout out to Champ. GMP, Good Money Partners. The guy who really taught me etiquette, like studio etiquette, how to perform and things like that, he was really harsh on me. Like, it was like, oh, you want to be a rapper? Oh, it's 1,000 other motherfuckers out here that want to rap. So what's going to make me want to listen to you? And he like, even when I came to the studio, it was like, oh, you ain't come prepared? Oh, you can go home. I don't care about your money. You can go home. You ain't got your shit done? Oh, you can go home. So he kind of put me in the mold of, I got to always be on top of my shit because it's 1,000 other niggas out here that want to be in my place. And then too, they didn't take me to like places. My very first performance was at a gay club in Atlanta. And everybody that from Atlanta know Atlanta gay community is the harshest community to perform in front of. My very first performance, I knew all my words, but it sucked because I had no confidence. I was just like, I was so nervous. I think I got so high that I couldn't like focus. I was moving so slow, but I was rapping. And one of them came to me and was like, your music ain't bad, but your performance was trash. And I was like, oh shit. Like, it was like real. So this was at the beginning of my career. So I made sure after that, anytime anybody seen me on a stage, my outfit had to be in line. I had a show mix. I had everything in line. Everything, like I had a checklist. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to the music and stuff, like I'm super professional. Like I don't get drunk before my performances. I don't get high before my performances because I never know. It might be somebody in the audience that might be about to change my life and they come talking to me. And then I'm so inebriated that I can't even talk to them. So I try to make sure that when I'm in show mode, when I'm hosting and all that, like it's straight professional with me. Now afterwards, I ain't responsible after that.
You said to turn up.
I'm ready. But before I perform, I'm always like, I gotta have it because I always feel like all eyes are on me. Most of the time, I'm the only female that's performing on the showcase. So, of course, they looking at me. And then I'm a stud. They like, oh, she thinks she a nigga. So, yeah, now I come over here, call them out, point at them, all this stuff. And then they like, oh, yeah, you hard, Shawty, you hard. I always feel like I got to come, like, up here. I got to come up here no matter what. If it's 10 people, 5 people, 1,000 people, I got to come up here because I feel like people are always watching. So my professionalism is through the roof. Like,
that's crazy. And I'm glad you talked about the LGBT community. I am really a student of learning who you guys are and what you guys do and the things that you guys go through, because I feel like you are one of the most biggest judged communities out here when it comes to anything. Like, before you even walk in the doors, like, you know, so how do you, you know, for those out there that have friends or people, and I have some as well, you know, that struggle with coming out and being comfortable in their skin, what are some words of encouragement or something you can share with them today to help them?
You have to do things at your time. You know, don't allow anybody to pressure you to come out or pressure you to talk about things that you're uncomfortable talking about. You know, it's all about you, and people have to understand that in this community, you cannot, in this community, you have to have a sensitivity to people, because that's a very hard thing to come out and tell someone. Even though now it's out in the public now, that's a hard thing to tell a person, like, you know what, mom or dad, I like women, or mom or dad, I'm a man and I like men. So I think that people outside of the community should just have some type of sensitivity to us when it comes to certain things. Right. I know I see a lot of stuff online about people exposing people that's on the down low. I'm not a strong advocate for that. I feel like it's a reason why they keep it undercover. It's not because they want to do this or do that or do this or do that. It's because that's going to make them safe. Sometimes it's safer to closet yourself. You don't know what type of career people have. Some people are clergymen. Some people are politicians or whatever. Yeah. And just some things are, no matter how forward we are as a society, some things are still considered to be shameful in certain areas of people's lives or in certain aspects of the world. So for a person that's struggling with coming out, my first thing is do it when you're ready to do it. Don't feel like you have to do it because they doing it or they feel like you should tell somebody because of this. Do what you do. Be safe with it. Be safe. But come out and communicate about things that you're only comfortable with. And that's my only thing. I wish I could have had a level of comfort when I came out. I was forced to come out. It was like, you got to tell them, or we can't be together. And I'm like, well, damn. I ain't ready. I got a couple of things I got to do before I can be ready. I'm like, damn. But I definitely encourage people, you know, do it at your level, at your level of comfort.
That's real. That's real. And I thank you for sharing that, you know, with us. That, you know, a lot of people are a bit sometimes uncomfortable with talking about it. And it's like, yeah. No, it's who you are. Like, let's talk about it. Like, you know, that's what podcasts are for. That's what interviews are for, you know. And you're not just telling me, you're helping millions of other people out there that's going to see your interview. Like, they're going to come back to you one day and be like, Mello, I remember you was in the den with Nala. You was thank you. Thank you.
That's right.
Okay. Last question for you today is, how do you handle stress to prevent burning yourself out? What do you do to keep from burning out? Because you got a full schedule, like you said.
On days when I don't have anything to do, I don't do nothing.
Nothing.
I don't do nothing. My mama get on me all the time. Girl, you just lay in that bed all day. I sit girl all day. And I ain't worried about it. Because when you out and you're constantly on the go, your body will tell you when. And, like, I mean, I'm not a spring chicken. I ain't that old neither, but,
right. You
know, I ain't a spring chicken either. You know, knees be aching sometimes. Sometimes my back hurt. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes your cheek be hurting because I be smiling so much. Like,
yes.
Sometimes you just need a break and just need time to yourself. And that's very important in this industry, self-care. Taking time out to do it. And sometimes you have to make time. I know, like, in my schedule, I try to at least schedule at least 5 days in a month where I'm not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, not saying that I work, that I do things like that, because I do have a full-time job as well, you know? But I have to balance the two, but I have to take 5 days where I just say, Mello, today we laying in the bed. This day we going to get our feet done. This day we playing PlayStation all day. These days, don't talk to nobody. Like, I have to do that.
I got a full-time job as well, and I work at a hotel. So I'm dealing with people all day, and not just there. Then I come home, and I'm podcasting, and my mouth is constantly going.
Yeah.
So I tell people, they be like, what do you do for your downtime? I'm like, sit in my room and watch Netflix.
Get away from people.
That's not doing work. So, yes, do you understand that I talk to people? I don't want to talk.
I tell people, like, in my regular job, I'm talking. I see people every day, all day. Like, I teach adult education, so I'm constantly in somebody's face. I'm constantly talking, teaching, and reading, all kind of stuff. Then when I get out here in the entertainment world, like when I do my nighttime job, I got to be in your face. I got to smile. Even if you done got on my nerves, I still got to, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have it's a lot. So when I get that downtime,
it's over with.
I put that phone on silent, quit.
Do not. Yes, and I'll be like, they'll be like, I've been trying to call you. I'll be like, did you text? Was it important? I mean,
no, I tell them, I say, you know what? Whoever watches interviews, yeah, sometimes I do be lying. I've been sleeping. I just ain't feel like answering that phone. I just ain't feel like talking sometimes. Like,
Sometimes
it's just how it is. So, definitely how it is.
Well, I appreciate you, Mello. This interview has been awesome. Again, you will be on our radar for the month of February. Love that you took the time out to share a lot of personal stuff with us today. But before you go, tell the people where they can find you at.
All right, so you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. What's the other one? X and Threads, all of the same handles. We Want Mello, WEWANTMELLO. I got my new merch dropping. This is one of my merch logos, one of my merch shirts logos. Says We Want Mello, because that's what they want, Mello. Everywhere We Want Mello. You can look me up on YouTube, Mello Cool as Fuck, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Diesel, YouTube Music. What's the other one? All of them. All iHeartRadio, Pandora.
Yeah.
Everywhere, Mello Cool as Fuck. That's MELLOCOOLAF. No S, no W.
Okay. So if we want to get one of them shirts, what we got to do?
Just DM me. I haven't dropped them yet. I make clothes and stuff too. So I do a lot of stuff, Nala. We gonna have to talk. I do graphics. I do custom apparel. In addition to my other work, my mom make candles and body butters and all kind of stuff. So, you know, it look like it's blurry.
There you go.
That's okay, yeah. It says Honey Orchid. Honey, we do a lot around here, so. You know, I do a lot. So if you need it, you just hit me up. But if you want to get a shirt, you can DM me. I'll ship it to you. If you local, I'll drop it off. Merch starts at 25 and go up. 25 is just for a basic shirt, basic logo. They can come in any color, yellow, red, orange, blue, purple. If you want glitter, I can do that too. Okay. I do it all. Hoodies start at 45 and go up depending upon the size. So. And then I'm also a brand ambassador for Immaculate Clothing, which one of their collections is called a Fuckboy Collection. So, yeah, so if you want to get some Fuckboy gear, get at me too, or you can get at Immaculate Clothing. That's on Instagram as well.
I love it. Okay. That's what's up. All right, you guys. So you heard it here first, right here in the den with your girl Nala. We are sitting here on Power 904. Yay! I appreciate you. That was awesome.
Thank you. You got to text me that question, that first question, because I'm going to answer that question for you. I got to think about that one.
All right, I'm going to text it to you so you can, yeah, we might start a whole discussion with that one, but I will.
And I think I'm already following you.
Okay, and I'll look to see if I'm following you back, because we just started talking in the DM, so that's
okay.
Just
yeah. So I'm already following you, so yeah.
Okay.
But I'll just you just tap in with me, let me know anything else you need from me. And
yes, yeah, send me any pictures, if you had a bio.
I sent all my manager should have sent you all of that. Cause I forwarded everything.
Double check to make sure. Cause when we get ready to start on you get your own personal page in the magazine. Okay. So all of that stuff will go on there, and I need to read about you. I need to know about your music so I can begin to write things up.
And okay. Write it up
correctly. Gotcha. All right.
Well, I'm about to text you now on Instagram, and then you just send me your email or tell me your email address and I'll just forward it. I can forward it to you right now.
Okay. It's Nala's Den.
Hold on, wait one second. Cause I think hold on. I'm gonna forward you the one I sent to the radio station up here. It's the same thing that I sent my manager for you, but it's for a press release.
Okay, yes, that's the best thing to have.
All right. So they haven't finished the press release yet, and I'm still working on my EPK. Girl, that thing giving me the blues because I do my own stuff. I don't like nobody doing nothing for me.
That's how I am.
I gotta wait.
I don't want to have to go behind nobody and redo it. I want it done right the first time because now we're wasting time if we gotta go back.
Right. And then if I don't like it, you like, oh, well. I got myself pulled up on the computer. I ain't fooling with nobody. Okay. He said it's not. Oh, I got it right here. Nala's Den 88.
Mm-hmm.
Email. All right. And then I sent you. It has my social media handles on it. And then I'm gonna send you a copy of Miss No Sleep, so you can have the exclusive. Now I don't think this version is mastered, so I'm gonna send you the rough draft because it's actually. I'm waiting on my guy to finish my DJ pack now.
Okay, so when I send it out to the DJs, when you get the DJ pack.
Yeah. Yes,
and
ma'am.
I listen to this for me for now.
This show is exclusive right here.
Yes.
And you got to tell me what you think now. I need to know.
Well,
I do this show down here in Atlanta called Live Quick.
A music review, so I'll make sure you get in the first round of music reviews.
Definitely, please, please, please. And I was gonna say, I do this show up here in Atlanta. It's called Lit or Quit. And it's where like I had an artist come and do like one song, and then I let the crowd determine whether the song is lit or they need to quit. I mean, like they throw up the fire symbols or it's like a trash can. Right. And if they give them a trash can, I let the audience like tell them why they gave them the trash can. So if you ever in Atlanta or you just want to stop by, just hit me up and see what I got going on. You can definitely come through, host with me or whatever.
Okay, yes. We got a whole lot of artists that we link with down there. So yes, you'll be in the midst of those. When we come to hit you up, we'll be coming on 4-day, 5-day trip. So we got time.
Okay. Then I'm also working with, I just got this into this new partnership with a radio station up here. It's called 105.7 The Phase.
Okay.
Have you heard of them? So I'm actually like a new personality. So I'll be having a TV show and everything with them. I don't want to do the TV show, but I'm going to do it. Don't put that on the record now.
Trying to get me to do it. I'm like, no, I just want to do radio.
They actually asked me to come in and do a podcast at first. But I wasn't interested in the podcast. I've been on radio before. I used to be on Blast Radio. Okay. It was a small radio station based in like Stone Mountain, Georgia. I did that for a while. I had a show called Unleashed on there where I would like play like, you know, music, and then, you know, we'd just talk about different topics and stuff going on. I did a few radio interviews with like independent artists and stuff like that. So
So you like working with the independents as well. So yeah, we got them.
I do, but I want to get them on that level where they like really need to know things. Cause like I feel like after I'm done with music, like making music, I don't feel like I would ever really be done. But once I start to slack up on it and it's not a priority to get in the studio and make music, I want to be an artist developer. I feel like a lot of artists that I see today, they don't have any type of development. They can't talk in the interview. They don't know how to conduct themselves during the interview. They don't know how to perform. This kills me. Artists who come to shows that just recorded a song in the studio and they don't know the words, they don't know nothing.
But that's why I said that to you. I do that every Thursday as well. When I first moved here, that's something I wanted to do. But I didn't want to do hosting. I'm like, no, I just want to help artists get to the next level. So that's what I use my podcasting for, you know, when I'm out, you know, I'll ask artists, is this your first interview, you know, and try to help them. And then I'll go back and keep going back. So they'll be doing my interviews because I'm like, you got to be on point because, you know, it's going to be harsher people than me out here. Like,
yes,
so I try to help them with the interviews. That's basically what I try to focus on. But then, like you said, when I see the artists, you ask them, they don't know what to ask, help, BMI. They're just out here performing, writing music.
They just go to the studio and then send a picture for the flyer. It's the bathroom pictures for me. It's the pictures in the mirror when you like, cause even when I throw events, I make the flyers and all that stuff, and I'm like, all right, send me a good picture of you, can see your face.
You're right.
It's the bathroom selfie for me. I'm like,
what am
I doing? I said, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I said, I'm going to throw a content party. I paid both of the photographers paid for the space and everything. I said, come and get a photo shoot for $50. I even bumped it down to $25. These same people with them bathroom pics.
They show up.
Then they want to get on the show. I'm like, look, I don't even got no spot for you. I can't even make no fly for you. I can't put you. I'm tired of the bathroom pics.
You got to get
dirty mirrors, all these. Like,
and that's why I started doing it 20, 25 just to do an interview. I'm like, you can't spend 25 on yourself just to, but you're not even paying for the interview. It's teaching you that you got to show up. Like, I get so many people that don't take it serious. You know, you put my whole day away to be right here to try to do an interview for you and you just act like you ain't care. You know, I got a kid. You know, I work a job. You know, I like my name. I could have just been prepared to do something else, but you just took that. Like, you just did.
It's hard, like, seeing it from both aspects, like, promoting aspect and the artist standpoint. It's like, yeah, I get it. We all want to be paid, and we want to get to this point. We don't have to pay for nothing. But then it's like, okay, I'm paying you to come and perform, and then you just show up with yourself. Nobody in this building came to see you. So what did I pay for? And I had to explain, and I had that same mentality with me too. Like, okay, I'm asking to be paid. I need to make sure I got people that's coming in the door that's paying to get in.
That part. And that's like, a podcast and I try to invite people out, like I still don't just take myself, you know, and my stuff. I'd be like, yo, come through. But I use it, you know, I'd be like, slide through the den, you know, have a drink with me. Come yeah. there. You know, and it gets people to, you know, excited and wanna come out, you know. So right. yeah.
And I told my manager, I saw you had said, meet me at Twisted. I was like, I don't know what Twisted is, but I could pull up down to Thursday. She was like, I don't think you're going to go there. And I'm like, what you mean? She like, it's in Jacksonville. I was like, oh, okay. I stay on Friday then.
Because I didn't know where you was from. So, you know, and I've been here for 2 years. So I really don't kind of know everybody. So I'm just like, yeah. okay, going to slide this slide.
Well, see, you know? Baby Q, I know Baby Q. Okay. Baby Q, the manager, she's like one of my best friends. So she actually gave us your information.
That's awesome. Yeah. yeah.
So we definitely gonna keep passing it on. I know
in the loop. I really love it. Even when Suki them came and I couldn't really make it to the concert I was booked.
Yeah.
It was like, listen, you know, just get them on Zoom. I was like, okay.
That's how we do. We gonna work with you. Like, we gonna work.
So, I love it.
Yeah, so I really appreciate your time, and I mean, I appreciate you. The questions you gave me was some tough questions too. I felt like I was in a job interview. Look. But those were some good questions. So I appreciate you challenging my intellect. You know, that was good.
And I do that because, like you said, a lot of artists don't know and they don't read. So saying a big word sometimes, they be like, "What that mean?" You know they gonna use college intellect on you when you gotta sign these papers. You're gonna be out here like TLC them with no.
That's why I said I've been with my label for I've been with them for like I got with them with the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been the end of 2021. It's been 3 years.
Wow.
And the reason why I didn't drop in first was because I had to make sure everything was what it was supposed to be. Because one thing I don't like to do, I have to pay nobody or owe nobody. And I need all these numbers to be correct. So you got everything together. And these are people that I know, like, I've been knowing him. He's been following me for years. But still in business, you have to separate business from personal. Yes, he's like a big brother to me. He's my friend. You know, he's my brother, all of that stuff. But in the business world, we got to get it correct because ain't nobody going to be paying me in Cadillacs, okay?
Right. And you just, that's another key thing. I was interviewing like an author the other day and he was like, you know, we say that we need to separate business and, you know, personal stuff. But he was like, do we ever think about that our business is personal? And I was like, that's deep because it is.
It is. It is when you put in that, especially when it comes to the money.
That's my business. It's real personal.
So I'm like, we got to get this, right. And once we got that right, now we on the road. We ready.
Oh, that's so awesome.
We ready to hit it. So
okay, well, keep in touch. Don't be a stranger. Hit me up if you have questions, need help. Come to the city, and I'll come to the city. We gonna connect.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Turn it in the kitchen, cook it. Turn it in the kitchen, cook it. Oh, again. Bend it over, drop it low, pick it up real slow. Don't it poke it out, poke it start out. To shake it now. Shake your money maker, you know what I'm talking about. Got them standing round, pocket so tsunami. Throwing money up, throwing money every time up. You go to drop it. She so bad, how you know, she always the toppy. And I love the way she move, that's why I always watch it. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. I wanna see you. Little booty, big booty, I like all booties. Little booty, the big booties, we like all booties. I wanna see you. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I wanna see you. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. She no dancer, she like twerking. Hit the club after work.
work with her friends. All baddies. Will they dance? Do it gladly. They got money. They buy their own bottles. Whole clique bad. They like supermodels. Keep it classy. Can't get nasty. Hit the flow. Started spazzing. Little booty, big booty. We like all booties. Little booty, big booty. We like all booties. I wanna see you. Little booty, big booty. I like all booties. Little booty, the big booties. We like all booties. I wanna see you. I like the way she wobbling it. Pick it up and dropping it. I like the way she wobbling it. Pick it up and dropping it. I wanna see you. Like the way she wobbling it. Pick it up and dropping it. Like the way she wobbling it. Pick it up and dropping it.
The hottest indie
spot. When you gon' stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. It's been waiting. When you gon' stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. No matter the day or time, no matter if it's day. Time is a good time. Tossing and turning, and I can't get you out of my mind.
Thinking about me like I'm thinking about you.
And if the mood is right, baby, you can slide through.
There ain't nothing to be afraid of.
Baby, we've both been lonely enough. Spark up a blunt and pour a drink up.
Off your
mind. Just be you and I, spending quality time.
All you gotta do is stop by, my love will be waiting, be much appreciated, yeah.
When you gon' stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you.
It's been waiting.
When you gon' stop by for love? Cherry blossom perfume so sweet.
Sweet,
sweet. I'm an open book, get to know me. Is if you wanna show me, no sweat, baby, I'm open, yeah. Soft kiss on your shoulder, baby. When I look into your eyes, I see the stars.
So again, it's surprising,
baby. Now that we like it, we ain't gotta go nowhere. Love you round the clock.
In the area, don't hesitate to stop by.
You are currently in the den.
I'm not the same, they not changing. I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the how I go from deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from drowning deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Yeah, gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Yeah, gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel.
do and miss the test. And he do it for the 15. Somewhere between the deuce and a light at the next street. I thought about how good God been and how far he done brought me. So I'm riding around and I'm getting it. Bank account for 2 visits. Lights on and we eating. Good health and I blinking. That's when I start thinking. About the time when I blew it. Chose wrong and I knew it. That's when it got too mad. Seen things change, cause I changed things. Talk to God and got the formula. Half the struggle I was really in was called no idea what I'm doing.
Bro.
Took a lot of prayer for determination. Humble power for the extra flavor. Took a bunch of L's, never let it break. Thought my own lane never started breaking. Got a Hemi engine, catch a hit in me. Got it sounding like 1,000 bumblebees. Run off oatmeal and a belly, made his little Chick-fil-A and a God in me. Wait a minute, it's a Jesus in it, it's a change, AJ. Hey, transform. Check the resume, I been proud, vibe like a transform. I'm not the same, they ain't nothing changing. I know who I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean.
Gotta
change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Okay, now boy, I'm feeling splendid. Need me some suspenders. Piped up, 3 stripes up, and these pants drop, I'm gon' split them. I'm the same T, but a new me, version 2 if you ain't get it. The old me like the views, the butt in the back. But now HD in my pitch. See, I realize that the real eyes can't be seen without real eyes. Some real ties to some real guys, got a real clear in my real mind. It's real life with a real guy, but the real part, it's real hard. Real fast, if these got up, then ain't nothing can hold me back. I don't understand my sauce, catch up and mustard me, please. The way that I be getting blessed, you think I had a disease. Just be coming out of me. I guess my face gotta leak. Call it that, I chew a bit. Now what you do for a sneak?
Listen.
Right. Maybe it's too wavy and the surfing ain't your vibe. Maybe you do some rap because tanning ain't your life. Don't mess with my feng shui. I just got it feeling right. My life work is life work. Keep the shade and let me shine.
I'm not the same, they done changed, and I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the ocean. Yeah, gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel.
Now that's dope.
Wet
shine. Oh, you make the thing win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It never rains.
You ain't get the thing in.
God, it's
trying to make me regret.
Wait.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.